Perception is reality. I'll say it one more time for dramatic effect. Slow-mo this time. Perception is reality. If you don't know what this is Talking Tough, a digital diary of sorts where I speak my actual thoughts and say them on a public forum to expose the thought and put pressure on it. I think it helps everyone do the same. Anyways, perception is reality. And I'm saying this because I just did a journal entry like I always do. I just finished writing it right now. It's 12:05 a.m. now. And what you think about your life, what you think about your circumstance, what you think about your situation in this time of your life, what you think about it is reality. In my life today, I had a trying day, a challenging day, a frustrating day, and a tiresome day. And I woke up the same time I usually do at 6 a.m., have my time with God. And sometimes when I don't, I listen to the same worship songs over and over and over again. I think that's the thing. So I wake up, I don't even use Apple Music. I have Apple Music, but I use YouTube, which is weird. I wake up literally at 6, and I had two alarms, 6 and then 6:30, I have an alarm. Then I have another alarm at 7:30 because I tweet every day, hashtag talking tough. I've been doing that for like 4 years now. Anyways, because, you know, you got to serve people practically with my words and my ways. I say, Lord, I'm a light of Christ. Let me help people with my words and my ways. Anyways, so I set those alarms and I play On Time God. It's a song on YouTube. It's pretty good. Gets the tears going. Then I play. What is the song? There's literally a playlist. And I play the songs. And I play like 4 songs. And then if I don't drop a little thug tear, or if I don't feel a type of way, I'm like, oh, I did it wrong. Because the Lord inhabits the praise of his people. And I want the Lord to live in, abide in, and rest with the kid before I do anything. But I know, obviously, is I don't have to feel it. But that's just the way my mind, again, perception is reality. I'm like, dang, good, you ain't messing with me. But that's not faith. I don't have to feel anything. I know God said he's going to be here with me. He is here with me. He inhabits the praise of his. I'm one of them. Again, perception is reality. I'm telling you to my feelings this morning. And sometimes all the time when I don't just feel like on fire. And so that was the start of the morning. And then after that, I read Psalms 23, Psalms 91, Psalms 121. I read my Proverbs of the day, and I get into whatever the Bible study I'm doing that day. And also, I'll just go back down to the breakdown because hopefully this is still recording. Yes, I'll literally just say my whole routine. Okay, I have a folder in my notes app, one that's called Faith. And I read Ephesians 1:15-23. It's a prayer for spiritual wisdom. I read Ephesians 3:14-21. Man divided in chapters and verses. That's all one verse to me. Anyways, then I read Luke chapter 10, authority over the enemy. Before I give authority to tramp on serpents and scorpions. I have this all written down every single day. I read 2 Corinthians 4:18. I read 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. I read Philippians 4-8. I read Ephesians 6-10-20. I read Mark 11:23. I read Romans 8:37. I read James 1:2. I'm not kidding. I read that every single morning. Every single morning. Everything I just read. And so it takes me a while. And then I get into whatever Bible study I'm doing that day. And I say perception is reality because if I don't do those things, right, I feel like I lost the morning. I feel like I lost. And then I feel like if I didn't spit it out, boy. I feel like if I didn't get up right after that and go to the gym at the right time where there's nobody in the gym and I can run and I can play and I can shoot and I can lift. Oh my God, I didn't crack it. I didn't crack on. And then at 9, if I have content and I don't post at 9 or 9:30, I feel, bro, what are you doing? What, you're behind. And oh my gosh, bro. I know it sounds ridiculous. That's why this is a digital diary. And excuse me, you ridiculous too. But in your life, what does that look like for you? When you listen to this, you're like, bro, that's too much. As you can tell, you're not a robot. You are a person. Why don't you give yourself grace? Why don't you ask for help? It sounds easy, an easy fix. If you're to look inwards, what are those easy fixes for you? Because I got plenty of them. I got a ton of them. And maybe it's my pride in the way, not asking for help. But I feel like I'm doing this to kill my pride. I'm doing this. Literally, I'm doing this to help somebody else and myself kill my pride, expose it, put pressure on it. But it's just like, bro. And it's crazy because now I can say this because not by the time this airs, still going to be the thing. You know, Nigerians, we're safety conscious. And right now I'm home alone, right? And this house is like 7,000 plus square foot, blessed. It's not my house. I have good parents, whatever. And so they went across them waters. They in a different country, right? And I'm not scared because the God with me, but my door is open when I go to sleep and my eyes kind of open too. Anyways, I'm saying that to say, I've just been in a mode where I feel like I have to optimize everything. Like while I have time to think and read and write, I got to optimize my time and really lock in. And then I ask myself, what happens if I just change my whole routine? And last week, I think I did a better job of that, where I just wrote outside. I read outside. I allowed myself to make more content, which I liked. But then this week, for some reason, I'm back on this rigid, rigid schedule. Even my parents were like, go out, do something. Like, you are a people person. Go meet people. Like, I just did. I just went, drove 40 minutes to Shoreline City Church to this, they call it like an owner's meeting. It's like, because I was going to serve in the church. And again, I'm open and I'm honest, all right? And that's the thing. So whatever. So I go to this thing, right? It's 40 minutes away. Obviously, I'm trying to find a wife. What's happening? And people, like, come on, like, community, that's huge. That's why I go to church, honestly, because I got a one-on-one connection with my God. And obviously, you have family, you have community to strengthen your faith. But honestly, in the moment of my life right now, I'm good with my faith. I'm strong. But obviously, life happens. But I'm just telling it what it is. Anyways, so I'm going for the wife. What are you talking about? So I get there. We're driving 40 minutes. And it's an hour. It's only an hour. It's a lunch or dinner. Long story short, I'm like, but did I waste time? Did I just waste time? Did I just waste time? So let's reverse. I start with this day where I'm already feeling like, bro, I didn't optimize everything. I'm still here. I spent the whole day at home writing and I'm trying to come up with a speaker's bio because I got to speak. And I have a speaker's bio, but I'm like, I didn't really capture everything that I've done in my life and where I've spoke and who I've spoke for. And so I want to show myself as in the light that I actually am, and speaker's bio for keynote engagements. So I've spoken at different colleges, different schools, different organizations, but I haven't updated it. So I'm like, how do I update this? And they need it by this time and negotiating that. And oh my gosh, bro. And then I'm thinking about the pod and how do I ideate and come up with different ideas and concepts and different flows and how do I take this to another level? Because I sacrificed. I keep saying sacrifice this year, but I know it was a God thing. I did not want to play this year because I'm focused on this pod and I care about the stories. And it's already changed my life and it's changed people's life. The amount of people that say, man, that really changed my life hearing that episode or hearing you talking about this, that fuels me, that keeps me going. And I should mention that more. That's why I'm so passionate about this podcast. But it's like, how do I take this to another level? It's like everybody that hears it, it's great. And I'm like, I hear that it's great, but I want it to be better in your life. When you perceive that the weight of the world is on your shoulders and that you have to have the answers for every issue in your life, and that every challenge that comes your way, that you have to solve it in your big fat head. You don't. One, that's why you have a God. And two, that's why you have a helper, an advocate, a guide, the Holy Spirit. That's what I got. And if you're listening to me on this pod, you're going to know what I got. And I can't tell you what I don't have. That's what I have. And so if I have that, bro, why do I spend my whole day from 6A to go to Shoreline City? Again, I like Shoreline City and the people there. They're amazing. But I wasted time. Anyways, so why do I go there 6 to 6, come back, and feel like I didn't do anything when my brain did everything? And this is, it's just like, and this is the one day I have off from the gym where I try not to. And so I'm back on the horse tomorrow morning. But it's like, my perception is that I'm off and I'm behind, but I know I'm not. And then it's like, behind what? And then when you're trying to do something like a pod and media, I don't even have the mentor in the media space to know what it can be. I just want to be exposed to that. I always think, man, maybe I should move to LA. Then move to LA? What? I'm blessed with this place I'm in and I'm reading. It's just a lot, bro. Perception is reality. Whatever you think about your situation is reality. And I need to confront the mindset of that I have to have everything figured out. I have a helper and I have help around me. It's to ask. I need a graphic designer. It's to ask. I need just to push this out more. It's to ask. I just need eyes on this thing. I just have a passion for people and telling stories. But I know this thing can't just be me. In your life, in your situation, when you look at the time and the season that you're at, I'm saying this because this is me and I talk to my mind bully every single time. Like, I am the light of Christ. I'm going forward, never backwards. There's greatness inside of me. My words feed millions. My mouth is a well of life. I'm seated above all principalities and powers. I'm one of them in the family. I'm written in the Lamb's book of life. I am God's favorite child. You see my beautiful face and my laughter and humor. God made me when he was locked in on a Monday. You know how you, on a test back in the day, you was locked in, prepared all weekend for that test? That's how God made me. So I'm speaking these things over my life. So if I know these things are true, why do I sit in doubt and fear and overthinking? That has no place in the mind of a believer. And I'm one of them. Perception is reality. Make sure you confront the negative voice that comes to you in your mundane moments or in your perfection, because perfection is trying to hide fear. I expose the fear. Spirit of doubt, spirit of fear. That didn't come from the man above. Anyways, perception is reality. Bye.